Joining us right now for a look at what's happening on Beacon Hill is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you so much for having me.
So one of the, I propose, probably the big issue is the governor signed the state budget into law.
Yeah, it's very exciting. We've put a lot of work into the budget. As a member of the Ways and Means Committee, we've been working with the Senate and the governor's office to put together a budget that reflects our shared values, and very excited to say that with the help of Senator O'Connor and Representative Cutler, we're able to really deliver for the 4th Plymouth District a lot of really good local and regional earmarks in there for the residents of the South Shore.
And what are some of the ones that you're most excited about?
Locally, I'd say we secured $50,000 to replace the Point Damon's Point dock. $50,000 to implement the North River Protective Order, working with the North and South River Watersheds Associations to make sure that people are taking care of the treasure that we have here in North and South Rivers, Marshfield, Scituate, Norwell, Hanover, etc. We got $25,000 for the Scituate Visitor Center. That was one of the priorities from the Scituate Select Board and Town Administrator, trying to continue the revitalization of the tourism industry in Scituate post-COVID. Regionally, and as you know, Dr. Joe has a show on WATD, but he also does a lot of great work with Drug Story Theater, helping youth combat addiction. We secured $450,000 for Drug Story Theater. Marshfield's Talking Information Center, the Office of Disabilities and Community Service, decided to fully fund their request at $350,000 to help those that struggle with reading. It gives them access to books, news, articles, etc. So a lot of really good things for our local and regional earmarks, and really, really grateful for all the work, as I said, that Senator O'Connor, Representative Cutler, myself, and the governor's office put together to really deliver for the people on the South Shore.
Now, something outside of the South Shore I wanted to ask you about, but big news still, is the groundbreaking at the Holyoke Soldiers Home.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting. It's been a long time and a long time coming, and unfortunately, it took great tragedy for us to take a look at how we treat veterans here in the Commonwealth, and we really needed a new soldiers' home there as part of that bonding bill that we did to fund that. We created a new secretary-level position for the Office of Veterans Affairs, and I think that with the elevated attention that it's getting, that we are able to hopefully continue to look at those the way we treat veterans here in Massachusetts, and hopefully build on the investment that we're making at the Holyoke Soldiers Home.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Have a great day, Dan. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.